845. KIOS FM Omaha Public Radio, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, Wendy Hamilton, who you may recall. We spoke with her. Her full-time job is with the Girl Scouts, and then what do you know? You have a volunteer job that you do as well with the EDS, Nebraska EDS Awareness and Support Group. Welcome. It's great to have you this morning.
Thank you.
EDS, I would be willing to contend that not everybody has heard of this condition. Can you spell it out for us? What is it?
Sure. It's E like E, D like D. No, I'm just kidding. It's EDS is Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome, EDS for short, which is a hereditary connective tissue disorder. So if you think about where connective tissue is in the body, it's everywhere. So
sure, elbows, shoulders, knees,
and
toes,
right. So it's skin, it's joints, it's organs, and it is a spectrum disorder. So people diagnosed with EDS are very unique and very different from each other, and they fall in different places on the EDS spectrum.
So what happens? How does this condition manifest itself in a negative way?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. It's basically faulty collagen structure, which can lead to fragility of the connective tissue. So putting it a little more simply, it's a tissue issue. So we have, very fragile. Again, it's a spectrum, but it can be fragile skin, fragile tissue, difficulty healing. Sometimes digestive issues are involved. So, again, connective tissue is internally as well. And it can lead to subluxed or dislocating joints, which is pretty common for people with the hypermobile type of EDS. And long story short, it can cause a great deal of pain, and it can cause a great deal of it can be disabling depending on the severity of it. And in May, we get to talk about it a little bit more than usual because EDS is May is EDS Awareness Month.
Is there a treatment? Is there something that one can do to fix it?
What a good question. So because it is so difficult to diagnose and so difficult to nail down the symptoms, it's a systemic disorder, there are different things that people can do for it. Sometimes it has to do with medication, and sometimes it's about strengthening the body, understanding your EDS so that you know how to treat it. For me personally, I have what's called hypermobile EDS, so my joints are very unstable and hypermobile. So I'm primarily affected in my joints and my skin. So I need to be very careful about, it's sort of a catch-22. I need to exercise and stay mobile, but because I'm hypermobile, I have to be very careful about how I exercise. I believe for me, understanding my EDS has been the best treatment for me, as well as here's another term for you, the comorbidities that go along with it. So if you're diagnosed with EDS, you might be diagnosed with something else too, like a fibromyalgia or arthritis or something called dysautonomia, which is a whole other system.
And is that an accurate diagnosis, or is it a mistaken diagnosis due to the symptoms? And the symptoms may add up to that as a diagnosis, but that's not correct.
Right. That's a really good question. So oftentimes people with EDS are misdiagnosed, or they have a missed diagnosis. And so because EDS is hereditary, there are different ways of definitively diagnosing it. There's clinical diagnosis, there's genetic testing, excuse me, and so on. And even that is a work in progress. There has been so much information and so much progress in the genetics field, that even 5-10 years ago, they didn't really know what they know now about EDS, and who knows what they'll know in 5-10 more years. So yes, to your point, it is extremely complicated and confusing to diagnose, and oftentimes people are going around with an incorrect diagnosis of
fibromyalgia
Sure. And I'm not saying everybody with fibromyalgia has EDS, but I think it is something to consider.
So how do you then, for example, exercising? You and I were talking off mic. I'm just coming back from heart surgery, getting back into weightlifting.
Yeah.
I'm guessing weightlifting is not something you could do.
What are you talking about? I'm super strong. For me, I was a dancer and a gymnast most of my life, which in some ways, being super flexible was really helpful in that regard. But then in other ways, my tissue just doesn't heal properly. It does. It's kind of, I always just say it's bendy wendy. I'm a little too stretchy. So my joints and my muscles aren't well protected. So for me, it's about low impact, low cardio, but making sure that I'm still moving and I'm still going.
Sure.
And again, because it's a spectrum, everybody's going to have a different story, which is one of the reasons we use the zebra as our mascot. You know, they say no two zebra stripes are alike and no two EDSers are alike.
Where do people get information about this, Wendy?
The best place that we like to recommend is edsawareness.com or Ehlers-Danlos.com, and that can be hard to spell,
sure.
So you can Google it.
Sure, I'll go edsawareness.com, you bet. Yeah. Wendy Hamilton, thank you very much. Appreciate that. edsawareness.com for more information. Morning Edition continues right now.